You know, because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot, because you don't believe their gaslighting, because you don't believe their games, you don't support their box that they're in. I'm driving to pick up some medicine, but I thought I'd do this little message real quick. If you don't agree with their false teachings, if you see through the game, if you see that it's all Babylon, even the church, the 501(c) system, even when you see through that, when you try to shake them out of their slumber, they don't want to leave it. They love their... They create this little box system that they feel secure in, and that's why they hate you so bad when you break it down and destroy it, you know? Destroy the whole worldview of it. Most of them never even heard of the word worldview. They don't even know they're in a worldview. But everybody's got a worldview of some kind. You eventually just get tired of trying to explain yourself. Even if they come up to you and as soon as they open their mouth, you already know what box they're in, you know. It doesn't take but about 5 minutes before you know what box they're in. No wonder Jesus didn't chase anybody down. He let them come to him. He told his disciples to go out two by two, which makes total sense. Because they have a witness. These people are so delusional and live in such lies, they could believe that you said something you never said, you know. Because they can't hear you. You're speaking on another level. They can't even hear you. You must be born again. They misinterpret what that even means. You're born in sin. They don't even know what that means. They should, but they don't. And if they can't catch you on something, they have to make something up, you know. They can't get, can't find a contradiction. They can't find a flaw. They have to make something up. That's what the legalists do, try to put you under guilt, shame, condemnation. They're all legalists. Before you get saved, you're a legalist. And after you get saved, you fight against the legalists who are still trying to pull you back under legalism. The ones that who are not saved, who are not under legalism, supposedly, but they create their own legalism. They create their own touch not, taste not, handle not religion. They put these expectations on others that they can't even keep. you've got a whole worldwide system. As long as it's not, as long as they're not preaching faith alone and Jesus alone, they're part of the hive. And that hive, the devil doesn't care what they talk about, because it's an indoctrination against the truth, you know. And the archetype series that I'm talking about doing is just taking the doctrines and applying them. Be thankful in all things. The only people who can be thankful in all things are the people that are outside of this place spiritually. You're seated in the heavenly. So they're all fighting each other. There's a podcast. There's a podcast called Win Win, and she's good. She seems to be good. The Win Win podcast, whatever they call it, I forget now. But anyway, she seems to be good. But she's still trying to figure it out without Christ. Whether it's nations or whether it's cities, states, families, churches, jobs, whatever, they're trying to figure out everything without Christ. When you take a job in a Gentile system, it's for work. It's a works-based system. You work, you get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. And if that's all you've ever known, you can't understand grace and you can't understand faith. And because everybody in the system is psychopathic, sociopathic, narcissistic, you do something grace, you give somebody something out of grace, you give them an inch, they take a mile because they think you're stupid. Even though Paul said, let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands the thing which is good in order to give to him that needeth. It's all contrary. The way they think is contrary to the eternal. So when you destroy the Freemason lie, the Jesuit lie, the magician priest class lie, the witch lie, the New Age lies, the Gnostic lies, the Rosicrucian lie, especially the Rosicrucian is a demonic indoctrination to worship the devil. And what did the devil do? Genesis 3. What's he going to do in the last days? He's going to bring up an Antichrist. The devil's going to bring up the man of sin, the Antichrist, and he's going to get you to worship himself, but then he's going to set himself up in the temple and say, worship me, I'm God. And they're going to realize they've been deceived. In other words, he's drawing people into self-worship, just like Genesis 3, but then he wants you to worship him, the Antichrist. He wants to be worshiped. He wants to be like God. That's all he cares about. And so everything in his system is a lie. It's a mirror world. It's the anti. You got Christ and Antichrist. You got Flash and Anti-Flash. You got Superman, you got Bizarro. It's a mirror world. And all the villains in all the movies, they put on like they're for the people. But they actually want to be worshipped. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. They love the people. But they really want to be worshipped. You can see it in all the politicians. You can even see it with Trump. I mean, I'm going to vote Republican no matter what. But even Trump, people are blinded by it. But see how they love me? He told somebody, says, he spoke in the mic, says, see how they love me? They love me more than any other president, something like that. That's what he said. Go down to Venezuela or whatever. He would pray with the people, love the people, and they worshiped and thought he was some kind of god. If you expect some leader, some president, instead of a bunch of people working together for a cause, and you got one person that wants to be the top dog and be seen, you got a cult. It's dangerous to have a cult. You saw the Obama cult, and it didn't help them. You saw the Bush cult. He ended up killing a bunch of people. It's all cultic. The Iraqi war was all fake. Made up. The debt money system, the dollar's going down. Everything's obvious, baby. And because you're alive, you think, okay, you say, well, why didn't the Germans see Hitler for what he was? Well, if you listen to his speeches, he was just trying to preserve his land or his people, right? His way of life. And that's what everybody else is doing, trying to preserve their way of life. So they think. The Baptists fighting against the Methodists, they want to preserve their way of life. The Methodists fighting against the Baptists, they're all trying to preserve their way of life. The average person is not going to wake up to what really is going on because they're so caught up in the rat race, the hamster wheel, that they'll never look for the truth. Like God told me, He said, it's right in front of you. It's hard for people to believe that the whole truth is right in front of them. Every moment is the now. Everything's revealed. You're actually in it. You're in the Bible. You're in it. You're in it, and it's in you. When you walk down the street, you're walking the way, right? You don't even know you're walking the way. One step at a time. If you really think about your steps all the time, you kind of get depressed. If you look at it from a negative perspective, you mean I gotta take another step. I've been taking steps my whole life. Since I was a baby, I started walking. That's all I do is take steps all my life. That's all you do. No matter where you're at, it's another step.